Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Okay, ha itla ke boela morao o Oscar Sefoka. Ebe sholana ihambe kanjalo ke three songs in a row pham kwakhe sibusiswe ngizama ukuthi la ngiye live bazalwane. I don't know ukuthi what's happening. Okay, if ulalele lapha ku Facebook live into engizama ukuyenza la ukuthi sibuyele futhi live on air. Okay, iyabuyela live on air. Ya ungaphinda futhi ubuyele ku Facebook live. Isikhathi ke sithi 15:33 njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sikhathi ngizobe ngino Pastor LC. Yeah, Pastor LC Tivane. Sizoxoxisana naye nge music journey yakhe, sizobuka futhi impilo yakhe nje as a whole ukuthi ungubani upastor LC Tivane. Uma usanda kungena ngiyakubingelela, usemgwaqeni shayela ngokukhulu ke uqophelela, usekhaya urelaxile with your cup of coffee, cup of tea, cup of green tea, sithi ke ungalisusi iphondo lihlale lapho ku AM 657. Mfundisi sawubona.
My sister, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been months.
Yeah.
Actually, no, a year. Because you were here in August.
Yes.
Last year. So, unyaka.
Unyaka wonke.
Yeah, bakhuluma iqiniso bathi unyaka ngathaxi ulutho because it's like ngikubone nje a few weeks ago,
you know, and it's the entire year.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so happy ngijabulile ukubalana futhi.
Amen.
You know.
Yeah.
Mangibingelela balaleli everybody and come in, tune in, join us so that you hear more about me personally and also to hear the encouragement and my music as well.
Yes.
And what is around the corner also, you know, and so forth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sina sibonga ke ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho, sizohlala nawe. Kunabanye mhlambe banokubona kubo mabona kude. Bareke Pastor LC Tivane. Hey, and then umunya fisi ukuthi hey, kare ngamazi more. Yeah, ngingamboni kuphela ehlabelela. And even nalapha enkonzweni because you are pastoring a church.
Yes.
Konje ibandla lakho likuphi?
A breadth.
Yeah.
And we have another one around Soshangube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not far from Soshangube.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one far north breadth.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another one around Rustenburg.
Mm-hmm.
So we are working on another one around the village Majakane.
Okay.
In fact, I'm mostly on northwest, but the one inside in Soshangube side is not northwest. That one is Gauteng.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Na gulo hambo lwakho uzosixoxela ukuthi ke yeah le calling le ize kanjani and all that. Thina sibonge nje ukuthi uzohlala nathi ya nalapha ekhaya. Ngiyathemba ukuthi nawe usungenile uzozwela ke udaba luka Pastor LC Tivane. Ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoxoxa kabanzi, ngicela ukuthi senze kanje, sizobuya nje emveni kwalokhu.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM. Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 AM on Just For You when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo, singumngani ohlezi ekhona la 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sithole kuwo wonke nje ama platform, nga live streamer ku Radio Pulpit Facebook page, ungalalela kuyo DSTV audio book K882, ungangena na ku Open View channel 607 ku radio siku AM 657, ungakhohlwa nokusilalela ku Radio Pulpit jikelele. Ku Radio Pulpit jikelele ila olalela khona sonke inhlelo engasho ukuthi in a vernac yang ngenguni languages ufaka nabo Setswana ufaka nabo Northern Sotho Southern Sotho ya wonke nje lawo malimi. So uyabona ukuthi nje u Radio Pulpit ungomngani weqiniso umngani wangempela ukuthi akekho umuntu esimvalela ngaphandle. Uyakwazi ukuthi ulalele inhlelo zakho nge language othanda ukuthi ke ulalele ngayo. So kwamanje ngithi join us for a motivating conversation kanye no Pastor Alcee Divani, and ngiyacabanga ukuthi nawe uma siqeda ukukhuluma la uzoba inspired ulalela uhambo lwakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umthathephi waze wambeka la ekhona. Pastor Alcee, who is Pastor Alcee? Divani.
That's yes. Is the question is ngaso sonke isikhathi kuma interview.
Yeah,
well, I'm a humble girl who grew up in Katlehong.
How? Ukhulela Katlehong?
Yes.
Wow. I wasn't aware ukuthi ukhulele. Yes, mina ngishela because of uDivani. Ngithi uphuma le koLimpopo.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Ngishatekubona. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so got married to the site. Yeah, I'm a mother of four girls, and as people they know that I lost the husband some few years ago.
Muruti Divani,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually started everything together. Umsebenzi, because we were from Assemblies of God, so this site we started Umsebenzi together. Yeah, so I was always been in the music industry. Yeah. I did few albums, Eloka Corner, encouraging me. So, in fact, he was my number one support.
Number one fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with finances and promoting my music and all those things. Yeah, so music was part of my life. And life goes on to just cut the story short. I need to uye wahamba. It's me, ngikum music. There is a church. There is Abantwana. It was such a difficult situation that I went through. It was not easy. But through it all, I've learned to trust on him.
Yeah,
I've learned to trust on God. In fact, I never thought I'll be able to continue alone, you know. But the word of God, I think Isaiah 40 or 41, those who trust upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength.
Amen.
I saw ngibonile uNkulunkulu angiqinisa ngibonile uNkulunkulu ang nigeza the hope, a faith, the strength to move forward. I'm in music, I'm a pastor as well. I did few albums while my husband was still alive. When I recorded 2011, I think, it was around March, there was a song that he wanted me to write. He wanted me to write the song, give me the lyrics. The song says to write to the orphans that God is there for you. And I ask questions, why I have to write this song? He says, no, because now you have also the work, the heart of my orphans, and that's true. I do take care of some of the orphans and making sure they have food, some impasha, you know, and so forth. That's calm, natural. It's not something that I need to be pushed. That is my heart. In the midst of everything, I'm also thinking about abantwana bangana bazali. So I do that sometimes. Then I write the songs, God is there for you. Then in 3 months down the line, he was gone. I never thought that, including his children, that they will never have a father. Yeah, so my journey, I think I can say that ukwemethembo uNkulunkulu is to trust upon the Lord.
Yeah.
Otherwise I was not going to make it.
Mm.
Because it was my music, it was the church, it was me, my kids.
Mama, yes.
Yeah, and in the day-to-day work.
Mm.
Because he was doing the important role endlini. A lot of things I was just to do because I want to do, but he was playing a very important role.
Yeah.
I can say everything there. So it was so difficult, but I just have peace, which is, it was not easy. That it was before I did my other album. I did when he was still he was not he was already gone to be with the Lord. I had to make peace with it that, I have to arise.
Yeah.
I have to stand up. You know, in the journey of ministry, those who are in the ministry,
mm-hmm.
Specifically, you can do business good. You can check abantwana somewhere far, but ministry, it needs your presence. You need to be present for the ministry. So I never thought about a lot of things. You know, I was young also by then, and advices are coming. Why don't drop the ministry? Why don't live your life? But where to start? I don't know other life than to be in the house of the Lord. So I'm trying to say that other things, it's very important to be involved, because if you want to become, you're going to have problems. So for me to continue with the ministry, including with the leadership, Kateba Kona, I thank God for, because they supported me. I thank God because they wanted me to continue to lead the church in the absence of my husband. They didn't want to, let us go Pambi and then when I was born. So they give me all the support, which is I thank God about that. Ministry Auko, it's not easy at all. It needs your pocket,
yeah,
your finances. You need to pray all the time.
Mm.
And that is not you praying also for other people. So you need to share the scriptures as much as so you also uplung. But akumelanga silimale forever because of death is there. And we are not here forever. And that, my figure, it doesn't take you at the same time. Omunye uyahamba, omunye uyasala. So I have testified ukusala no ministry ukuthi akukho easy. Lento ukuthi sometimes uzoshito, okay, I'll see you are preaching tomorrow or next week. Ngithi hayi. Angifuni or akubadli kutlabona because he was there. Then uma ngesekho, yo, oh my goodness.
Yonke into manje seyiphezu kwamahlombe akho.
Yeah.
Kumele continue ngeministry manje.
Yes.
Wow. Uma nje singabuyela emuva bese neminyaka engaki nishadile mazohamba emhlabeni?
We were just exactly 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Ni semshadweni?
Yes, semshadweni.
Wow.
Then we started early.
Okay. And then abantwana bebase sesikolweni, ne?
Yeah. My daughter, the first one, she was just completed matric. She was started university, the first one, the older one. I think she was around 18.
Yeah.
And the baby, the last one, she was 18 months.
18 months.
And then there were two in between. Another one, I think she was 16 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
The second born. The third born was, I think, around 8.
Bebabancane.
Bebabancane.
Yazi, mokhuluma la, ngiyazibuza ukuthi, okay, Katlehong, Limpopo, and then nagcina nisebreads.
Yeah.
Kwenzakaleni lapho?
Well, It's just that the surname maybe look like the mother from Limpopo.
Okay.
But Bona, they grow up breads, like
breads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now it makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
That is why also I think in the ministry way too, it's Northwest, that other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my husband, they grew up
in breads.
In breads, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is why everything is there. A lot of things is there. Yeah. But mina na ye sahlangana to a son twenty. Yes. Yeah. Because
okay.
I think he was the other side because of work.
Yeah.
Ekatlehong. And yeah, it's where God make us meet. Together.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What caused why you in Mombona for the first time?
Well, I never thought, but I, you know, Maukula, there was the thing, you know what, I don't want to go to through many guys. God, lose them later, I think I just have to feel it, that it's him. And yeah, if it's you, Nkulunkulu, but then because of, I was one of the leader in our church, I was doing a choir. I was a choir master by then, and he was in a young people leadership, Yena. And when he approached me, he told me that Nkulunkulu umtshele, you know, bazothinjalo, and then ngathi, okay. So I think we waited something like 6 months,
yeah.
And he came again. But well, I felt that I love him.
Like he's the one.
Yes, yes, he's the one. First everything.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so kona manje ngoba neminyaka engaki nishadile? Kulo nyaka 2025.
I think we were somewhere 30 something.
Wow.
Yeah.
So ngoba celebrate 35 years now.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think we're some 30 something, just that I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been a while. And another thing, he will make things as if it's now.
Yeah.
Because he will do every decade to we siyashata futhi.
Yeah.
And another decade and I said to him, can you wait 2010? Can you wait? Because of didn't want to fix myself, losing weight there and there. And then we bought everything, my rings and other things. And he said, okay, you will tell me. Can't there's no time. The following year, he passed on. So he will make our marriage to be exciting. I think both of us, because of we learned a lot of things together.
Yeah.
Sekunde things together, you know, let's do like this. If it's not that, it's that. If it's not that, it's that. So we basically understand that.
Yeah.
We understood each other, and we had a greater, bigger vision, because the four girls, the four children was the maximum. So I think to continue and go for the fourth one is because of all girls.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe...
That's all fun. It's always like that. Nibuye futhi kube intombaza, nibuye futhi next year itasizami futhi. Kuze futhi girl uthola ukuthi was 7 or 8. So kumfana. Okay, ngibone ku siya ku music manje ne. Ngibone kune ingoma as a few okuthi u future o pastor noma ngathi Bishop Benjamin Dube.
Yes, yes.
Ngicela usitshele nge relationship yakho no Pastor Benji.
Okay, very interesting. When I wanted to do, remember I was in a struggle for a while, with anger, but the Lord gave put the message, I think it's in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 25, 26, somewhere, where the Lord says, I will restore everything that you have lost. I'm a musician as well. So I'll always visit the piano and try to play.
Oh, you can play instruments as well?
Yeah, I can play, I can write, I can sing, you know. Yeah, so in the coming back, because he said to me, Elsie, the late, Uzopola, and then just continue with the things that you love to do. So when the restored came back, I was not actually planning to come back to music, because after the late passed on, my producer, being in a high school in sense of music, but Semupure, the following year, he also passed on. So in the music so it was so painful, because that guy used to assist me a lot, play and come up with the a product. Okay. Coming to Pastor Bishop Benjamin Duve, I approached, in fact, with the pastors, it's a family friend, Pastor Koza and Pastor Linda Koza. I will always go to the conferences in Queenstown, His Grace Church. Then I shared with them that now I see Pastor Benjamin is coming, so it's going to be easier to see him here instead of, because if I want to see him, even though I'm in Sekatlehong, so First Lawrence, whatever, it's a difficulty to approach, to see him. So here I'll be able to talk to him. I wanted to the advice for him to advise me what to do in terms of the producers, in terms of the people who I can work with. Yeah, then he advises me, he told me about you can check Novak, Mbatan, and also Lolitabet. Then I've asked him if he can come also to do two songs with him. He said, it's fine. It's okay. Just like that. There was no gatekeeper in between.
Yeah.
The PA and another. So he agreed. Then we exchanged the numbers. Then I started to communicate that with him, and also started to communicate with the people. He said, I must use them if I want proper. I don't know why I'm saying that. I think those are the people that he trusted them by them. Then I couldn't find Uweko. I think he was busy with other things. Then luckily I was able to talk to Ntole Ukoli Tabet, who worked a powerful and beautiful project. You know?
He's very good. Ukoli is.
Yeah, that is why even today, if I have to do a project, I'm looking at that other one.
Yeah.
I cannot decline. I have to do something who's better than what I do. So, yeah, he was simple, Pastor Bishop Benjamin too. Simple and encouraging. And I told him the story, and he actually said that, you know what, don't wait, move on. There's also a prophet somewhere on my page when he said that now Moses is gone, then Joshua moved on.
Yeah,
you know, when you look at the things of the church and all those things, and it was a very good message that he's given to me, because it's not about me alone. There is a ministry and there's other things. So the project did so amazing. Even now, you know, it's still doing well, because why I can get some money sometimes.
I'm a royalty.
Yeah, yeah. So it's where I know that, oh, okay, the music is playing and the people, oh, okay, Abanya, they will call, hey, you are here on the screen, you know, things like that. So, Pastor Benjamin Tuvi was simple and he guided me very well and I thank him for that as well.
Amen. Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's this song, it's He Did It All.
Yeah.
Owe kula naye o Pastor Benji. Ngithanda ukuthi silalele lapha emakhaya. O Pastor Alcidivani kanye no Bishop Benjamin Dube.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
Pastor Alcee.
Amen.
I'm a voice no I compliment
no bishop.
No, what a beautiful song.
He's an amazing. I actually wrote this song.
Okay.
Yeah, and both songs that he is sang. I wrote the song and he's such a simple person and understanding.
Amen.
And he will really encourage you that, you know what, just push. Just keep up with the good work.
Amen.
Yeah, I really appreciate the work that he has done because I was so discouraged. Mm-hmm. And he said, no. You must continue with what the Lord wants you to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, kune myalezo la embalwa engenile ukuthi nje kuye kwacisha something la ngisazama ukuthi ngiphinde futhi ngi konje ukuthiwa kwenziwani to libalekile igama. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, sino Pastor Alcidivani lana. Njoba ke uzwa ukuthi ke uye walahlekela kubaba umfundisi uTivani, and you know uNkulunkulu yabathumela abantu ezimpilweni zethu. Uyasho Pastor Alcee ukuthi you know ithemba belingasekho kodwa ke kwaba khona icebo elenzakalayo naku wahlangana Bishop Benjamin Dube, and you know isikhathini esiningi abantu abakukhaliba yakhe uyacabanga ukuthi hey uzovuma mengimlanda ukuthi mfundisi sicela ukuthi senze kanje kodwa washo wathi waba humble and he's just a simple man ukuthi unga like approachable yes and naku nenze ingoma enhle nakusiyona le kuphela zingaki ingoma la umfeature khona
it's two
or two songs yes konje enye ithini
the other one is that the Lord is there for you the one that my husband late husband asked me to write.
Yeah.
And then I re-sing it again on this album Restored. And I also, that song asked him that, please sing that one again. And okay. God is there.
Amen.
Just for you.
Yes. Okay. Usi Smola unombuzo ne. Kodwa ngibonile ngathi kune confusion ngale khona. Yes. Okay, ithi ngifunde the way ayithumile ngakhona ne uthi sibahle please ask umama Tivani if I can still buy Dr. Tivani's books. I borrowed someone my book and never brought it back. Uthi he was or still is my role model when it comes to public speaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's not that one. They were related.
Your late husband, Aksu, Dr. Tivani, law, Opala, Ingwad.
Yes, but they know each other because they will always meet somewhere and talk things.
Yeah. Okay, sis Mo,
So ubachazele kahle uba explainele ukuthi no, it's not that at all.
So lana sikhuluma ngomunye. Okay, actually it's Tibani and owakho uTivani with
yeah,
V, ne?
With V, but I cannot really explain the B and V, what happened. I don't know whether it's an issue of home affairs or or whatever.
Okay.
Because sometimes when they pronounce, even though it's Tivani, they pronounce it as Tibani.
It's still the same.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful song. Wow. I'm blessed from Pastor Makamo.
Hey. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mfundisi. Gune minye myalezo la from Facebook. Ngifuna nje ukuthi ke sifunde. Thingibona ukuthi nginobani la. Okay. Ngino Bongani. Hey, babongani mahlangu. Okay, uthi much love sis Bahle. I never miss your good news show. God bless you. Babongani mahlangu from Dobsonville extension 3 Soweto. Hey, ngiyabona isikhathi nasi sinomona mfundisi. Siyagijima. Yes, siyagijima kakhulu. Kodwa ke asithathe lo 2 minutes lo bese ke siyayivala indaba yethu. So kwamanje ukuphi uPastor Asi?
Okay, you mean your ministry or
yes, life yakho nje as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you said at the beginning that my life inji is just a lot of things.
Yeah.
But just looking attached na kakhulu the ministry, the music as well. I'm doing a coming back early sometimes next year in my music. Ministry is doing well. It's doing well. Kum music is kona ko Facebook, Elsie Tivani, Instagram, and So I'm planning to come back next year. I've been waited for a while, you know, until the Lord confirm it. It's where you can always come back. So the Lord has already confirmed it. So I'm coming back next year in terms of music. So the ministry, it's the ministry is fine. We are also doing Bible school, and we have different pastors in the church, and I have my day-to-day work that I do. So everything is just fine. I'm restored. I'm strong now. I'm able to decide with anything, because before I had a challenge of deciding. So I'm able to decide. I'm also encouraging people. This month, I was all over. Last week, I was in Mahigen at AFM Church preaching there. And the Lord is opening more doors for me. So I would like to say to the people, especially this Women's Month, that the Lord is good. If he said in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know the plans that I have for you, and it's to prosper you, not to harm you, it's to give you a good future. You know, I was in the valley sometimes. I was in a tunnel sometimes, not knowing that I'll be out. So it's possible to be out. Don't just sit there in the corner. Find the people who can advise you. Ngama scripture, you know, uNkulunkulu muhle, uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukukupholisa, akurestore. You know, the scripture ethi ngizobuyisela konke. Okulahlekile, whether injabulo, whether umsebenzi, whether those things. So, but, ladies, let us just masukumeni.
Yes.
Let's arise.
Let's
just arise. I love working with people. I love interacting with people. Mina nje personal, umsebenzi lokade ngisale nawo, it was too much for me.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be able to go ukuyenza or ukuthwala, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyasithwalisa.
Yes.
The most important thing beku ministry, because if wena ufaila, you are not only failing yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
You're failing a lot of people. But I really thank God.
Yeah, ukuthi ube nawe wakuthwala kwase kwabayila. Namanje isamile iministry.
Namanje isamile, you know, when you see that you are a good leader, let me just say that.
Yeah.
You see, ubona ngala bantu abazap.
Yes,
yes.
Oba hola yo. Ubona ngabantu oba hola yo.
Ubona ngabantu oba hola. Because you know, as people say, siyabaleka into zikaNkulunkulu. Especially ma uhlangana ne nama challenges uvela usifuna wena wedwa.
Yeah.
Uthi man, let me. And uNkulunkulu, if akuselectile or akukhethile, you cannot run away. And
yes.
You never have a peace until you do what the Lord wants you to do. Then uba ne peace nje.
Yes.
Mina, I have peace in as what he, you know, why in the midst of what he, the husband, and I've trained them so well, you know, I've pushed it so well. It was not easy, but hey, when I look back, it's like, oh God, you were so faithful. But
Nabo
and they are serving, we're serving together.
Amen.
In the church.
Okay, ithi sendlule la masinya bese uyabuya ke ushiyela ama details wakho ukuthi ke utholakala kanjani. Uwandile Nomncebo uthi inspiring testimony by Pastor LC. Okay, siyabuya.
Tune in for the 25th Cafe where young adults talk about life, daily challenges, relationships, money matters, current issues, and of course, godly guidance. 25th Cafe, Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Or listen to the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 a.m. Khetha uthando.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ngiyabona umunye yabuza la uthi, are we having Mr. Mavuso? Yes, definitely. Umfundisi Mavuso uzobuya. Uzobuya bazalwane. Pastor LC, utholakala kanjani?
Okay, ngikhona ku Facebook LC Tivane ku Facebook.
Ngicela umspele LC ngoba bazobhala lo
sinjoye Africans ELSIE. Okay, hayi. Ngeke ngithole nje lapho.
Yeah.
But it's also my name.
Yes. So it's ALCI.
CY.
Yes. CY. Oh, ALCY. Okay. Yeah.
LC Tivane ku Facebook.
Yeah.
And Instagram as well as LC Tivane.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can also inbox me. And if you need some prayers, I also have, I'm pushing more prayers for people, like people that I'm dedicated to with hours to pray for them. So you can inbox for my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I also do that. And when you drop me your number, I come back to you, we engage on one-on-one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uguno myalezo la, usipa Psalm 68 verse 5. A father to the fatherless, hey. A defender of widows,
oh, Jesus.
Is God in his holy dwelling. Thank you so much, Umam Timbe. Oh, Mama Ria Timbe. Thank you so much, Mama. Pastor LC, siyabonga ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho. Uzobuya. Bonke nje amagesti wamafika la. Ngithi nizobuya and ngiyazi ukuthi definitely sure bazobuya.
Because I'm qedanga.
Awuqedanga, yebo. Until ke sihlangana futhi.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate and all the ladies, all the women, enjoy this Women's Month.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're stepping into the
new month.
Yes. May the Lord bless you and keep you and answer all your prayers in the name of Jesus. And thank you to Sis Bahle again, and thank you to all the listeners. Unkulunkulu and busise nonke.
Hey, ngikhipha ngale ngoma yakho uthi kutsaka.
Kukoneka yeso. There is joy in him.
Amen.
Kwanya. There is healing.
Yeah. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, lo mhlabelelo ke uzosifaka ku discussion yethu kanye no mama Nozipho Mabaso. Today ke sizokhuluma nge mother daughter relationship ukubaluleka komama nendodakazi ekutheni babe nobudlelwane. Ngicela lingasuka iphondo lakho and uma ulalele ku Facebook page uma ngisuka kusho ukuthi ke uhlelo luphelile. Sizophuma la ngo 5 o'clock. Sisho sithi kutsaka kanye no Pastor RC Divanim.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.